Yo, this Pills Clinton, the president. Back with another episode of the Pills Clinton Diaries. And today is story time. And we have a special guest in here today. Corporate business, you know what I'm saying? My nigga done a lot of shit. He got albums out. He most known for the Black Chicago Be Like Me series on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Instagram, go check him out. You know what I'm saying? Corporate business with a K. And I'm going to let y'all let him tell this story for you.
On God's so Pete, I remember this one time I bought it to this little function. I spot this little tasteful and tempting little tenderloin. I asked you, how you doing, beautiful? In an attempt to see what's to it. She turned to me, look, but then flee the other way. Need for speed, it's a hot pursuit now. She tugging that motherfucker around corners. I'm right behind her, hawking. She giving me a run for my money. I ain't gonna lie, I'm trying not to get musty. Shorty dip onto the elevator under the 007, hey. She get downstairs. She take off running down the street. Couldn't tell you how many flights of stairs I had to take to get outside. Once I made it out the building, she was nowhere in sight. But I found her shoe on the sidewalk. Sniffed it. Made me hit the nay-nay, you hear me? Her shit was barking. But I still wanted her though. I saddled my noble steed and canvassed different territories all night, spilling into the new day. In the midst of green pastures is where I found the sought-after treasure I had been looking for. I dismounted my horse and then walked forward towards the direction of the blazing sun. Alas, she had been found. Ah, La Mama, I've been looking for you, high and low. She, I can't believe you found me, thirsty ass. Ah, yep, posh, yeah. But nah, I slide in the pot of your ass. Dip out on some Cinderella shit. You done abandoned your shoe and some old shit. Why you do that? She, Cinderella shit, you funny as hell. Nah, my OG was tripping. She was watching my baby, so I had to get back. Ah, real nigga issues. It be like that sometimes. I'm glad I found you, though. Sheesh, I'm glad you found my Luby. I was sick as hell. You know how much I paid for those? Thank you. Ah, shit, you over welcome. I'm mad as hell you left the party before I can get my juke, though. Can I see what's to that little demo? Sheesh, you funny as hell. Okay. Threw the rake down. No disrespect to the G. Bent over. Put that motherfucker up there. Huh. I instantly get a position like, I know she got it, cause she looking at me like she wanted it. She drop it on me, whole time. What Biggie say? It was all a dream. I'm on the couch, Brazil, daddy. I'm still dreaming, getting sitchy. She, daddy, what are you doing? Scared the hell out of me, boy. I was sleeping good, too. She, I'm hungry. Ah, what you talking about? You ain't ate breakfast yet? She, no. And now it's after 12 o'clock and I haven't had lunch either. Ah. Ah. You ain't tell your mama, did you? She, my mama was mad. She said she can't depend on you for nothing but an early release. But you don't never get the mics before they come out, so I don't know what she was talking about. I was thinking in my head like, yep, it's official. I hate it here. Brazil like, she about to be on her way though, so thanks for nothing. And walked off. I could have stayed sleeping, avoided all that malarkey. I just decided to go ahead and get up though. Speaking of food, I needed to decide what I was gonna eat. I had to get up for the day. I ended up linking up with my big homie at Jerk 48. One of my favorite places to eat in the city. Ah, man, thank you so much for giving motherfuckers something to eat. Real nigga activity. I'm starving. Heat, you already know, bro, this a brotherhood. Ah, I'm about to do this jerk chicken and shrimp Alfredo. So dirty. Do you hear me? Heat, I'm about to give me a motherfucking salad. I'm trying to watch my figure. Looking pregnant as hell, ah. Good call, cause your ass got that old Gucci. Heat, go fast. That's my call-in order, miss. The lady. All right, that'll be 35.63. Bro, you got your baby with you at work today? Real nigga activity, I love to see it. Shit, motherfuckers ain't had no babysitter, but I gotta feed him, so shit, yeah. He, black queen, took out his card and gave it to her to pay for the food. Ah, boy, your ass got a black card? He, hell no, boy, that's the current card, you ain't heard of it? Ah, oh yeah? I need to get in tune with that shit for real, for real. Hell yeah, boy, mobile banking. I do everything I need to do right from my phone. I'm just listening. He, man, bro, remember shorty I bumped that ain't tell me she had 4 kids and 5 baby daddies? Ah, hell yeah, she was wild as hell. He, this card ain't nothing like her. Ain't no hidden fees, extra stuff, or none of that. Ah, quite the comparison. But say less. Shortly after, they hand bro the food. He grab it, we bell out, blast. While we walking back to the car, one of my cousins FaceTime me. I pick up, what up, cuz? He, what's good, cuz? Oh, what you on? Ah, shit, cool, and just got something to eat, hungry as hell. What you on? He, man, I got this lick I could put you on. Motherfucker trying to band up, yeah? Ah, yeah? He, hell yeah, out here in the A, you already know I did my blood up to see if you trying to fuck with it, you know? Ah, oh yeah, shit, say less, me and my big homie gonna slide. He, that big nigga? Hell no, cuz I'll slide dolo. Phone him. My big homie. What? Well, I'm coming. Ah, come on, man. That's my big homie. Get off that, cuz. He, man, whatever. Motherfucker gotta grab that flight ASAP. We gotta move fast. Ah, I ain't really got it, but motherfucker gonna figure it out, though. He, man, figure that shit out. I gotta bust a little move, cuz. Just hit me, though. I bet and call. I say to my big homie, we gotta figure out a way to get down now. He, whole time I'm whooping this little chick that work at the airport. We good on the tickets. Blastings. Look like we going to the A. Motherfucker, get that. Yeah. But to that. Hey, we gonna need 3 promoters, yeah? Bro just laughed and he, hey, what's this though? On the fence behind us was a banner promoting a Juneteenth event in the land. Oh yeah, Jerk 48 is a part of a Juneteenth event they got for the community. They gonna be auctioning off TVs, bikes, and some more shit. Right here on 67. Heat, that shit gonna be raw as hell, but I'm hungry than a motherfucker. We gone. Nah, it is though, but we gone. And we pimped off. Later on that day, I linked up with this little chick I had been talking to for a little minute. I had a little surprise I was taking her to go see. For a special occasion or whatever. She, are we there yet? Patience. Almost. She, I thought you almost forgot about our situationship anniversary. What? How? We done been through so much shit. You know how many times you done let me use your car to go to work? Bonding me out the county? Man, come on, man. You know what the fuck going on? She, I love you so much. I love you too, little bike. It was something about shorty. We get that sheet. Oh my God, we finally here. It was almost time for me to uncover her eyes. I proceeded to do so and allow her to take in the breathtaking scenery that I wanted to share with her for the occasion. Sheet, nigga, is you serious? It's the Grand Canyon though. Confused, sheet. We on the side of the expressway. True, it was really just a quarry right off of 294, but still, I thought it looked it nice. Can't win for losing. She, bitch, take me home. I ain't even gonna hold you. I ain't got it. After I go to the A and hit this thing, I'ma bless you. I got you. She wasn't trying to hit none of that for real. She just walked to the car. Just another reason I needed to go to Atlanta and run it up right quick.
Stream live TV from 85 plus channels and save up to $500 a year with YouTube TV. Try it free.
The next day, Me and my big homie get to the airport. Let me put this mask on. They be tripping about bandanas. The COVID shit been a motherfucker. I was glad to know it was hopefully almost about to be over. I put the mask on. Alright, we on Delta Airlines? Cool. I walk toward Delta. Heat, whole time we ain't even on Delta. Are we on American? True. Wrong again. Heat, whole time we ain't on American neither. United we stand? Say less. Heat, nah, we ain't on United either. For real, for real. My guy, what airline is we on? How we travel? Heat, 64 walkthrough. Bitch, don't panic. We good. Tell me why we finally board. I look. The A office with wings. Soul plane with no soul. I don't even think I remember seeing seatbelts. I turn around, look at my big homie and question. He just motioned me to go. We went to go take our seats, that of which were in limited supply. And close together. I can't type shit, you know? Who is you hitting for these seats, bro? She gotta be popped. You bogus as hell. He, bro, be cool. We only on here for a buck and a half. Just be cool. Alright, man. Whatever, dude. Buddy behind me. Hey, bro, you got a lighter? My big homie up fire. Hell yeah. Buddy, it's always a treat when players meet. My nigga, hello. And spark up. Passed it to my big homie and that thing. He tried to put me in rotation. Knowing I don't partake. Blue until I peaked. A boarding passenger with a back that was more than average. And what she do? Take the last seat next to me. How you doing, beautiful? She. Boy, is you cool? Cruel as hell. Like, damn, shorty, that's how you feel? Shit, my fuck's just trying to shit. You feel me? Fuck. Shorty just looked at me in disgust and turned away. Damn, shorty, ain't no first class on this motherfucker. You in economy just like me. Fuck you talking about? Your ass tweaking. Buddy behind me get dying laughing. Shorty in front of me. Get the fuck back. Get the fuck back. Real freaky bitch. I fuck back. Yeah, I fuck back. Strong as hell. Damn, shorty, you loud as hell. Freaky as hell on this aircraft. What's to you? She turn around like, you say what? I'm just saying shit. This a commercial flight. You loud as hell. Fuck you talking about? This ain't private. This ain't a PJ. She, boy, stop talking to me for my brother and them. Get on your ass as soon as we land. Fuck you talking about? Goofy. And spent back around. Fuck to that. Right after that, we finally took off. Plane. Turbulent as hell. Man, I knew that was going to be a long flight. Eventually, we made it to Hartsfield-Jackson, Atlanta International Airport. We step outside. I look around. It was sunny as hell. And looked different from the airports we had back at the crib. My big homie, motherfucker, that made it to the A, boy. And with motion sickness too. That motherfucking flight was something else, boy. I was knocked the fuck out. I don't know nothing about it. I just need some food on my stomach, probably. Uber should have been here though. Fuck is they doing? Man, what type of car she in? I look up from the app. It looked like that's her right there. We walk towards the vehicle. I pimp up. This a Uber for Bartholomew? She. For Bartholomew? Yeah, that's me. Whole time, one of y'all gonna have to get in the front because my baby in the back. 100 emoji, you hear me? Real nigga activity, say less. Me and my big homie pop in. He hop in the back, her daughter looking at him like, is you cool? Funny as hell. We belly in. Shorty, peel off. So where y'all from? Chicago. For real? Me too. I just moved up here a couple years ago. Bro, you like it down here? It's decent. I just had to get up out of Chicago. It's the killings for me. They killing motherfuckers everywhere. True. But you know how it be. Type shit. My big homie. Man, it's hotter than that thing in here, boy. I gotta put this motherfucker in the shop. I need some more acetone. Freon, maybe? My homie was so confused. Boy, whatever it's called. That. The fuck? Sips tea. Hello. Somebody had called her phone. Funny as hell. She, you say what? Clearly the bearer of bad news. She, okay, don't worry about it. Hung up. I hope y'all got y'all seatbelts on. And skirted off on a mission and we were completely oblivious to Shorty One plan. Drove past these two niggas that clearly knew that she was about to be trouble. She pop, hop out, grab her baby out the back seat, and stormed off with the door open. Me and my big homie ain't know what was finna happen. She walk up, really? Really? This what we on? He, yeah, this what I'm on my day off. Chillin'. Finna go chill with some hoes. She, off day. Darnell, you take a day off from parenting every day. Buddy man's like, man, you better ease up off my homie. This a grown ass man. Let my people go. She put the baby down. Boy, stop playing with me. Stay out of my business. I get on that with your ass for real. Shit escalated so quick, bro, on the wall. I never liked you. I get up with your ass anyway. It's whatever. I don't even know how you got on top of that wall so quick, bro. They was out there tweaking. Me and my homie ain't even bothered. We just bopped out the Uber. Pimped off. Shorty wasn't going nowhere. No time soon. We called another Uber. End up stopping at Waffle House. We ain't had one of those back at the crib. Always heard about it, but finally got a chance to taste it. Fake decent for real, my homie. Boy, it's hot as hell out here, boy. Ah, that down south heat hit different, yeah? He, this here hit different. Ah, we need one of these at the crib. My cousin end up FaceTiming. I pick up. What up, cuz? He, what's good? Where y'all at? Ah, we stopped at this little Waffle House. Got here and got in this wild ass Uber. Baby mama drama and some more shit. Motherfuckers had to get up out of there and hop in another one. He, what? That shit goofy as hell, folks. I'm trying to tell you. But whole time, where we supposed to be linking up with you at? He, shit, I gotta bust a few moves, but I'ma drop low. I bet, just hit me. He, I bet. My big homie. What he talking about? He gotta bust a few moves, so I guess we just do some shit to kill time until we link up with him, shit. He, shit, I ain't gonna be too much longer with this, then we up out of here. Ah, say less. It really ended up being like a little over an hour before we linked up with Cuzzo. My big homie, how we going to see dude and we ain't got no poles or nothing? Cuz, man, we good. I ain't never gonna put my cousin in no fucked up situation on folks' grave. Big homie, I ain't say you would, shit. I'm just trying to make sure we sissy, shit. Ah, man, y'all tweaking. We just finna go up in here and see what's to this little woo-wop and get up out of here. Cuz, oh man, just tell your homie this family business. He just tagging along. Alright, y'all gotta be smooth. They just couldn't get along for nothing. We get to the door. Cuz, oh, knock on the door. Somebody come open it. He, who y'all here to see? Cuz, oh, facts, fat ass. Dude at the door. What your name is? Cuz, oh, it's Reggie Baby on my kids, boy. Dude, He call out the old boy inside. Hey, Fats. Reggie Infant. Dude gave him the okay. Then gave us the cue to prepare for a search. He frisked Cuzzo first. Checked to make sure he ain't have pipe on him. Cleared him. Sent him inside. He looked to my big homie next. You up next, Wizard Kelly. Get your big ass over here. Hold your arms up. I don't care how much you bench press. This little 5 pounds right here, I'm telling you, you get the job done. Got the hit in the curls with the blick. Funny as hell. He pat down my big homie in the same fashion. Clear him, send him inside. Then it was my turn. I step up. He look around and whisper to me. Hey man, anybody ever tell you look like Little Bill? I chill on me, bro. Then he had me lift my arms up. He, you ugly. Get in there. I ain't got nothing to worry about. Lucky he had pole on him, I ain't gonna lie. Inside, we get seated in front of a basketball body-built gentleman being fork-fed a strawberry Swiss roll, that of which he significantly savored every morsel of. Must be nice. He, y'all ready to make some money? Cuz, oh, hell yeah, what's the move? Buddy instructed his masseuse to hit him with another serving of strawberry shortcake. He, while she doing that, I got the drop on his flexing nigga. But he from Buckhead. He ain't from Tennessee, though. me a sentence, it was clearly time for him to manage another morsel, that of which he gladly partook in. All y'all gotta do is follow directions. Then my mans had to take a slight break in convo to enjoy that massage and that morsel. Right. Then it'll be a handsome payday. Wow, my cousin. Say less, me and my cousin ready. What's the info? Buddy. Cousin. That sounds singular. Who is this other nigga then? Ah, whole time, that's my homie for real. Buddy relished in the last remnant of his strawberry shortcake before he asked my cousin, so you trust this nigga? Cuzzo, I don't rock with dude. That's my cousin, homie, but I guess he alright. I already know my big homie was about sick of cuz. He alright. Fuck up if y'all want to. As he pulled another strawberry shortcake from what it seemed like out of the clear blue sky, fucking him up, he told Shorty, go make me a sandwich. She obliged and headed over to the kitchen area where I discovered she was holding on. Damn! Buddy, PP, boys, you stupid? About face before I beat you, nigga. I ain't want no smoke in somebody else's state. Buddy turned to Reggie. Check your text messages, brother. You got 24 hours. Security, that's a day. Understood. We get to the stand, cuz on my kids, I actually know fool them on front of Greg. I know he got about 200 racks in that bitch. Bro, I bet. I'ma stay out here and make sure don't nobody come intervene. Cuz, oh boy, you ain't in no position of power. I got this. If anybody gonna make sure my cousin straight, I got this. Oh, bro. Ah, it ain't even that serious, cuz. I know you got me. We just finna hood. Slide in here. They village. And exit. Simple math. We'll be right back. Cuz, oh shit, say less. Watch out for my cousin, big guy. Tweaking with him. He. I'm finna text you the security codes, cuz, oh. Ah, 1040. We boppin' sad. I already knew how Cuzzo was coming, so he was out there on good lookout. I ain't had no worries. We get inside, it was like a little condo situation. We slide up the stairs. Now, whole time, I'm oblivious to the fact that whoever the nigga's condo that we was breaking into pulled right up shortly after we got in there. Cuzzo ain't called my line or nothing. He seen them walking in there. Tell me why he picked off. Got right up out of that jam. They end up coming inside. I can't even tell you what happened next on the next episode of Dragon Ball Z type shit. I'ma holler at you on Pi 2. On God.
Ain't no honor when it's war. Niggas climb like the door. Duck out top, it's on the floor. You gon' fight and you gon' fall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Until the next time, Pills Clean Diaries, and we out.